Jeff Blankman joined here today by Jake Houseman, of course, of the Kemper Knights. He's going to be headed to Central over in college to play college football and also continue his education. Jake, hey, I appreciate you joining us. How you doing here today?
Doing fine.
Good for you. Jake, hey, I you and I were chatting before the interview here, and you kind of mentioned that, you weren't for sure if you wanted to play the way it sounded and stuff. And then it sounds like a quick recruitment for you with Central, or kind of take me through that story and how long this recruitment with Central took.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it was definitely less than like 2 months of it. I was just kind of all over the place the past like year, because obviously no one wants to think about it as a junior, but getting to your senior year, you got to choose pretty quick, and like a lot of people in our grade knew what they were going to go do, and I was just kind of bouncing from like Phoenix, Ames, Iowa City, just kind of all over, and then not thinking like football is another possibility. And then they finally started talking to me, and I mean, all the coaches, they're really nice, really outgoing and stuff like that. And then the campus is just, it's like the teachers will know everybody in the class, which I like. I think that'll set me up for success in the real world and stuff like that.
So, Jake, you mentioned at first you were kind of all over the place. Tell us a little bit about kind of the thoughts of Phoenix and Arizona and Iowa and Ames and stuff, and what was kind of making you lean those directions before the conversations with football coaches started.
I guess my personality, for the people who know me, kind of know, like, in Phoenix, I kind of like the style of, like, the city and all that stuff. And then with Iowa City, my brother goes there, and like going there as a kid and kind of being around Kinnick for my whole life was just kind of a cool thought to be around.
Coach Steinkamp, he's a Central grad. So how did this kind of all work out that Central got into the mix?
I guess I looked at Iowa, and then that just didn't work out. And then I texted Steinkamp that morning around, I want to say 9 in the morning. And then he said, Central wants to talk to you at 10. And I was thinking it was just going to be like a phone call that he just set up. But they were actually there at the school. And so I talked to them and just kind of flowed with the idea. And then the coaches kept texting me. So then I kind of took a visit there, and it's a culture that kind of took me through it. I got to eat lunch with the football players, and they were all so welcoming. So,
what was those early conversations like on that first time you met the coaches? Because, as you said, you thought it was just going to be a phone call, but they ended up being in town.
I mean, yeah, I've never really talked to, like, coaches and at, like, the next level or anything like that, any new coaches, and I guess he kind of took a lot of pressure off with, like, it was just like a normal conversation with like someone. And then he was just kind of, asking questions about like ourselves, not necessarily football lives, and just kind of making us comfortable with him. And then we got to ask him questions. So I was just kind of asking about like the competition and like all that, and like how far they travel, and then, just other simple questions.
So what was the competition kind of like? What did he talk about with that?
He said, obviously, your freshman year, you come in, you're a freshman. But, the best players are going to play. And then when I went on the visit, they actually showed me some film. And the players they play, they're athletes. But then Central, they're kind of running the conference with, I think it's Wartburg is the other school, and they're competing with them. But yeah, just kind of, it's good competition. They got players from all around. I know they just got a guy from Texas and like DCG and all those other places.
Where do they see you fitting in? I'm assuming defensive side of the ball, or where did those conversations go?
Yeah, going into the meeting, I guess, over Christmas break, I kind of got bored and just started watching our old games on Huddle, and then I would just click highlight, just, not thinking of it, just kind of making plays for myself if I ever want to look back. And then they saw those plays, so then I went into the meeting, and he knew right away DB and stuff like that. He knew I could tackle well and everything.
What is it besides tackling? What do you think is your strength as a defensive back, and what is it about being a DB that you like?
Just kind of reading out the plays, kind of reading the quarterback and all the adrenaline that you get of everybody else going to the ball, and just taking those shots on the players that you get opening up. And then I think one of my strengths is obviously tackling, and then just kind of being in the right spots, kind of taking the passing lanes away.
Do you want to be a safety, or do you think a cornerback works better, or does it matter to you?
I guess anywhere on the field would be fine, but I would prefer safety.
So once you got to the campus, what stood out for you, and was it right away that you realized, hey, that football is something I want to do at the next level?
I guess right away it was just kind of a normal campus tour. It was one of their college guys took me through like a tour of the campus and stuff like that. I guess it really What really honestly stood out was at lunch, I got to meet up with the DB coach, Max Race, and he talked to me. He threw me in at lunch sitting with the football players. So I was just kind of stranded there on my own. He left and went to eat with my parents. And then the players were just, so like, I feel like they fit me. I could see myself being good friends with them. And then after lunch, I got to go talk to the head coach, and he was a real professional, nice guy. So that was kind of what sold me, was just everyone so like friendly and like real.
Were you completely sold then on Central, or did you think, they showed this kind of interest, I should look and see if there's anybody else, or was it like the door was closed and Central was where you wanted to play?
I guess after the Central visit, I knew it was between either going to DMAC and Boone and just living up in Ames and just kind of being, because that's where a lot of my friends are going and stuff like that. So I guess just sticking around and being around them would be ideal, staying comfortable. But then I kind of realized I didn't know what I wanted to do, and football was an option, and I like being around that. So if I can go play and then coach, that would kind of be the dream.
Did you have many co conversations with Coach Steinkamp about, Central and what it's like to be a college football player?
I guess not as much as I probably should have. He kind of was talking to me about it, told me a lot of the details, what I should expect, and then stuff like that. And then after the visit, he told me if I got any questions, I can reach out. But I didn't really ask many questions. I guess now that I am committed, I should probably ask him like what I should be expecting and stuff like that.
So as far as, the comfort level of having this decision done, when you and I were talking before the interview, it sounded like there was a lot of weight kind of lifted off of your shoulder to have this part of the process done.
I mean, yeah, you got parents, obviously on your case every week, and then you got those awkward conversations, hey, where are you going to college at? And then you just kind of got to say, I don't know. Sorry, everything's now taken care of like that.
So let's talk about coaching. You brought that up here a moment ago. You want to coach someday, or strength and condition is, I think, a direction you're looking at. What is it about coaching? What is it about strength and conditioning that kind of draws you that direction?
Just kind of the success rate I heard about, like their college football graduates, like that's what a lot of them will go do. So knowing that's like a high possibility, I guess I like that to rely on. And then coaching, it's just, it keeps you around the game. And looking at our coaching staff, what they did this year and like how close they are with each other, that kind of looks like it'd be a lot of fun to just have that, like, older brotherhood.
So football, the one sport you want to coach, or are you open to coaching multiple different things?
Definitely just football if I do get into coaching.
Not going to be a tennis guy?
No, I can't. That's too much head knowledge there.
Well, Jake, I tell you what, it's been so much fun over the years. I'm glad I've gotten a chance to chat with you over the years, and congratulations on headed to Central. I think they're going to get a wonderful young man. So appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on your decision, and best of luck.
Appreciate you, Jeff.
You bet. Again, Jake Hausman again with the Kemper Knights. Again, he is headed to Central to play football and continue his education.